Hashtag OCR GCSE Sociology Podcast, Interactionism and Social Action. Intro music, upbeat and modern, fades into background. Host. Hello and welcome to the GCSE Sociology Revision Podcast. I'm your host, and today we're diving deep into one of the most fascinating perspectives in sociology, interactionism. If you've ever wondered why people act the way they do in everyday situations or how a simple label can change a person's entire life, then this episode is for you. Forget looking at society from a helicopter. We're about to zoom in with a magnifying glass. By the end of these 10 minutes, you'll understand the core ideas of social action theory, be able to nail those exam questions on labeling, and know exactly how to contrast it with the big structural theories like functionalism and Marxism to grab those top-level marks. Ready? Let's get started. Transition sound effect. Host. So what is interactionism? The biggest clue is in the name, interaction. Unlike structural theories that see society as a massive force shaping us from the top down, interactionists are interested in the micro level, the small scale, face-to-face interactions that build society from the bottom up. Think of it like this. A structuralist sees a building, but an interactionist looks at how every single brick is laid, how the mortar is mixed, and how the builders talk to each other. For your exam, you must define this as a social action theory or a micro approach. This immediately signals to the examiner that you know it's different from the macro level views of functionalism and Marxism. The core idea is that we aren't just puppets controlled by social structures. We are conscious, thinking individuals who interpret situations and negotiate the world around us. We give meanings to things, and these meanings shape our actions. This is why it's called a social action theory. It focuses on the meaningful actions of individuals. Now, let's get to the really crucial part for your exam. Labeling theory. The key thinker here is Howard Becker. Becker argued that no act is inherently deviant or criminal. It only becomes so when others, usually powerful groups like the police, teachers, or the media, successfully apply a label to it. A teenager spray painting a wall could be labeled a vandal or an artist depending on who is doing the labeling. Once that label is applied, it can become a person's master status. This is a fantastic term to use in an exam. A master status is a label that overrides all others. The individual is no longer seen as a student, a friend, or a family member. They are seen primarily as the label, for example, a thief or a delinquent. This is where the self-fulfilling prophecy comes in, a concept famously studied by Rosenthal and Jacobson in their work on teacher expectations. When someone is labeled, others start to treat them according to that label. In turn, the individual may begin to internalize the label and act accordingly. They start to see themselves through the eyes of others. For example, if a student is repeatedly told they are a troublemaker, they might think, well, if that's what everyone thinks I am, I might as well be. They then live up to the label and the prophecy is fulfilled. This is how labeling can actually create more deviance. This leads us to the difference between primary deviance and secondary deviance. Primary deviance is the initial rule-breaking act before a label is applied. It's often minor and not part of a person's identity. Secondary deviance, however, is the behavior that results from society's reaction to the label. It's a response to being singled out, and it's when the individual starts to organize their life and identity around the deviant label. This is a key distinction that examiners love to see. Transition sound effect. Host. Okay, let's talk exam technique. How do you use this to get top marks? First, in any 12 or 24 mark question, you must contrast interactionism with a structural theory. This is your key to unlocking AO3 marks for analysis and evaluation. For example, you could argue, while an interactionist would focus on how police labeling creates crime statistics, a Marxist would argue that the labels are applied disproportionately to the working class because the law itself is a tool of the ruling class. See how that brings in a different perspective? Second, use your evidence. Don't just talk about labeling in general. Name the sociologists. Mention Becker. Mention Rosenthal and Jacobson's study, Pygmalion in the Classroom. You could also bring in Paul Willis's study of the lads, who actively rejected the school's labels and created their own counterculture. Specific evidence is what separates a level 2 answer from a level 4. Finally, if you get a source in the exam, link it directly to these concepts. If the source is a news article about youth crime, pull out phrases and say, "This demonstrates the process of labeling, where the media applies the label of thug, which could become a master status." Quiz sound effect. Host. All right, time for a quick fire recall quiz. Cover your notes. I'll ask 4 questions and you've got a few seconds for each. 1. Is interactionism a macro or a micro theory? Pause. It's a micro theory. 2. Which sociologist is most associated with labeling theory? Pause. Howard Becker. 3. What term describes a label that overrides all other aspects of a person's identity? Pause. A master status. 4. What is the difference between primary and secondary deviance? Pause. Primary is the act. Secondary is the reaction to being labeled for the act. How did you do? If you got all 4, you're in a great position. Transition sound effect. Host. So, to summarize, interactionism provides a powerful lens to see how society is built through our everyday encounters. It's a bottom-up, micro-level, social action theory. Key concepts for your exam are labeling, master status, and the self-fulfilling prophecy. Remember to always contrast it with structural theories to show the examiner you have a deep analytical understanding of sociology. It's not just about what people do, it's about what it means. Outro music Feidzin. Host. That's all for this episode. Thanks for listening to the GCSE Sociology Revision Podcast. Keep practicing those concepts and you'll be well on your way to exam success. Until next time. Music fades out.